Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. You know, folks, I'm Jim Blasingame, by the way. You knew that, didn't you? You know, you've heard me say, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. Well, I back that up. My brain trust members back that up for me. Accounting for the Number Phobic, a survival guide for small business owners, was chosen as the number one best business book for 2015. Did I say that right? Have I got that right, Don? This is Don's book, folks. This is what I mean when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. So Don, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited.
You should be. This is a huge accomplishment. Folks, this is why I recommended the book to you before she won the award. So
that's right.
Hidden Profit Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, hiddenprofitprofit.com, right?
Yes. That's right.
So that's her website, folks. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. She will help you, and you'll thank me later. Okay. We're talking about things to do and not to do when you're trying to get a business loan. Go ahead. What's next?
Well, what's next is be clear on how you're going to use the money. I know that sounds like so basic, Jim. You would be shocked at how people will approach a bank, or even investors for that matter, and they'll say, you know, I want $100,000, I want $500,000. And then the obvious answer to that question behind that is, well, what are you going to do with the money? And they're like, I want to pay myself a bigger salary, which, by the way, is a really bad answer.
Mm-hmm.
So a banker is going to look for the following. If you want a loan, they don't just want to know that you need a loan to pay your payroll, because if you constantly need debt to pay your payroll, it means there's not enough cash from operating.
They don't want to loan you money for operating. Now, that's not to say that they never will.
Because
if you built enough credibility with them, and they got your balance sheet, and they can see that you're solid, but maybe you are having an operating issue right now. I've gotten those kinds of loans, but they don't like to make those loans.
They don't like to make them.
There's no serial number on those loans.
Right. But what they do like to do is they like to see that you've got so many customers that the, you know, seams are exploding and you need a bigger space, you need more equipment, you need to hire people to handle more revenues. They like that a whole lot. You know, they like that you're launching a new product or you're expanding into new marketplaces or you're upgrading your systems and technology. All of those kinds of things are things that shore up the business, strengthen the business, and give you longevity in the business.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things that the bankers are excited about. So you need to be super clear on what you're going to do with the money.
Can I take this one step further,
please,
to the execution level? And folks, this will get you over the 50-50 mark, maybe even into the 90% chance of getting the loan mark. And it's two words, Don: road trip. Call your banker and say, "Hey, banker, can you go to lunch with me next, whenever? When can you
That's
go to
right.
lunch with me?"
Yes.
And they say, so-and-so. They say, "All right, I'm going to come get you, and we're going to eat a sandwich on the way, or I'm going to bring you back to my office, or come to my office, and we're going to have sandwiches here in my conference room. I've got some things I want to show you."
That's right.
And they love road trips. And I'll tell you what else, especially if you're borrowing money for real estate, take them to see the real estate. They love it.
That's right,
I've
Jim,
never
that's
been
right.
turned down.
That's right. That's right, because you know what? They can actually see the fruit of what's happening with the money, what's happening with the loan, how well are you managing. Absolutely. And not only that, but they get excited about it, you know. And when that banker is sitting, the banker in the gray suit and the wingtips, right, is sitting in a meeting, they can actually get animated and excited and be your advocate inside the organization because they see with their own eyes and ears.
Mm-hmm.
It is a whole different level of relationship when you do this. That's a brilliant suggestion.
Well, I'll tell you, it works almost every time. And even websites. I've borrowed money before to help me expand my online presence. And I would demonstrate the website and what I wanted to do with it.
Yes.
How you use the money, that's such a critical thing, Don.
How you're going to use
good.
Money. Yep. Yep. And then here's the other, the last.
Real quick, 20 seconds.
Yeah, okay. You got to be clear on how and when you're going to repay the loan. You mentioned that a few minutes ago, mm-hmm. but you got to be super clear on that. Most people aren't.
Well, that's what my banker said. He said, Jim, if you show me anything, show me how I'm going to get my money back.
There you go.
It's key. Okay. Hidden profit. PROFIT. HiddenProfitProfit.com. That's Don Fotopoulos' website. The book, the award-winning book, Accounting for the Number Phobic. Don, congratulations on the great work. Come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Don Fotopoulos, ladies and gentlemen. That's Fotopoulos with an F, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.